We have a very special guest joining us in the studio today. We have head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Coach Billy Weber. And Coach Weber, welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, it is a great honor to be up here with you.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're here anyway. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Thayer Bobcat football this past season. And, you know, we do our Coach's Corner every week. But it seems like, you know, once the season gets done, we never have an opportunity to kind of put a ramp on it. And I don't want to get too far into the Valley Catholic game, but what an effort your kids put out over at Valley Catholic.
Oh, for sure, you know, and that's the thing. And, you know, we went into that game, you know, and I had told the kids that, you know, they would have rather played anyone else besides us because we've played them so many times and we always give them a good game. You know, there's been two or three cases, maybe more, where, you know, that probably was the state championship game. And,
and this year would have been one of those.
It was right there with the championship game, and you're right. And so that's what I stress to our guys, that, you know, we're respected throughout the state with our football, and for sure they're with Valley. I mean, you know, they do give us a lot of respect, a lot of credit. With our football program.
Yeah, and boy, you know, when you look at the game, and we were a fumble recovery away from winning that football game, because if we recover that fumble in the end zone instead of at the 1 yard line, and we had a shot at it in the end zone,
right?
There's no safety, and
yes,
and of course I know it changes the whole dynamic of the game, but in theory that was the difference in the game.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and that's the thing. You know, I've had a couple people tell me, well, Coach, typically when you've got the ball down there, you know, you're going to throw it. And and that's mostly what we do. But at the same time, you know, we're not playing those guys. And, you know, and I thought we could maybe punch it out of there and get a little bit of room and then possibly throw it. But, boy, that just didn't happen.
Yeah. And they were really good. I'm not going to take anything away from Valley Catholic. They were really good.
Awfully good. You know, they're just, as we've talked about before, they're just fundamentally sound, make very few mistakes. You know, I think I'm sure we probably defended their run game as well as anybody in the state all year long.
Outstanding.
You know, and then really coverage-wise, you know, we were awfully good that day, but is this one of those games where they made about two more plays than what we did?
Yeah, and one of the plays they made was when a defender fell down on that horrible field over there.
Yeah, it was awfully slick. Sure was. You know, and that's thing all across southern Missouri that day, every field was in that situation.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was a whole lot better on a good day.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
You would think with that program that the field itself would just be in a little bit better shape. But anyway, all right, so all state selections have come out, all district, all SCA, and we were talking here before. Got to be really happy with the representation for the Thayer Bobcats, not only at the conference level, but the district and the regional and the state level, and great representation up and down the line.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, in the conference selections, you know, we were able to somehow get everyone who played a big role on some kind of recognition, and I'm sure that's the first time that's ever happened. And because the conference selection is maybe as tough as any selection that we have,
right?
In all area, you know, there's 14 teams in all our area in all of Southwest Missouri, so there's a number of teams there you're working against, and you know, and then of course all state is such a big battle, but overall, our guys really did a great job.
Yeah, and it looks good for the future because a number of those kids that made All-State are coming back.
Yeah, you know, that's for sure. You know, and the ones that got a lot of recognition, you know, only having three seniors and three really good seniors in that, you know, we do have a lot of guys returning.
All right, so let's talk now about last Friday night. And for those of you that have not heard yet, I don't know how you could have not heard, but Coach Billy Weber is the newest inductee in the Missouri Football Coaches Hall of Fame. And, Coach, let me be the first to say, at least from here, congratulations. What a great honor.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, it's really a humbling deal. It is a great honor, you know, and that's what I kind of started out up there with my talk of, you know, this is something that I never expected to happen to me, you know, but it was a very neat, you know, very great experience.
right, so as you give an acceptance speech, and from what I heard from other people that that were there maybe and saw it, you gave a lot of credit to coaches and players along the way that have helped you get to that status.
Oh, for sure, you know, and that's the thing, you know, we've got good, hardworking players here and have had for quite a while, and you can't get anywhere without the help you've got, and you know, I've had great help throughout the years, and I didn't realize how much that kind of had changed until I started writing those guys' names down.
Sure.
And, you know, there's been several guys there, although it's been a consistent guys that have been very loyal, true to me and to our football program.
All right, so, and surely when you start thinking about it and you know you've got to write a speech, there's got to be a mentor or somebody that inspired you to be a coach. I mean, who was it?
I mentioned that, you know, over here when I was in the eighth grade, ninth grade, Ron Martin was here, and then he left, ended up being an assistant up at Stockton and then over at Branson, and then he's fully retired now, but then had retired and then helped Coach Hancock, who had helped at Stockton and at Branson, but then also there at Springfield Catholic. And he's probably the guy that kind of cracked that door open for me, because as a coach here, you know, he kind of was a very tough guy, but very fair guy, had good expectations of you, wanted you to do good things. And I thought, you know, that's a good coach. And so that's probably the guy that probably opened that door for me.
Really?
Sure enough.
Eighth grade?
Yes.
Wow. Well, so Billy Weber, from that time, you always knew, obviously you wanted to play football as long as you could. But from that time on, you knew you wanted to be a football coach?
Well, you know, maybe so. You know, and that's the thing. You know, whenever you're little, and I've told this story many a time to our players, but when you're young, growing up playing baseball, of course, you want to be a baseball player.
Sure.
You know, and that's every kid's dream, or for sure was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Because that's when kids still went outside and played all the time. But then in junior high, I actually watched the replay of the Razorbacks basketball all the time and wanted to be a basketball guy like Sidney Moncrief. I mean, you know, he was probably one of the best Arkansas Razorback basketball players ever.
Yeah, and certainly in that time.
Yes, yeah. And then you get into high school and get to playing, and then as a sophomore in high school, I realized that, you know, football was probably going to be my best go. You know, and that's kind of when it really turned on for me as a sophomore.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, they were pretty good ones.
Yeah, they were really good ones. You played on, and obviously in high school, played with some really good players.
Yeah, you know, and I mentioned that up there. You know, we had three or four guys go off and play different things in college, whether it be football, baseball, you know, and there was probably numerous other guys that could have went that just chose not to. Wow. So very talented team that way back then.
All right, so what does the future hold now for Billy Weber?
I'll just keep working. There's somebody.
Still want to win that state championship, right? I mean, that's the one thing that has eluded, you know, in your 20 years at Thayer, been to the Dome twice, just haven't got that one won. So that's got to be, like, the big goal right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I think it's every coach's goal is to, you know, get to that game and then finish that game. That's like visiting with Coach Swofford, you know, up there this weekend, because we have the coaches all-state selection, and mm-hmm. he's in the meeting in class two, of course, but did get to see him a little bit. And I said, you know, getting there is a great deal, but it's still not the same if you don't win that thing. And it's a great deal, but it's still kind of like kissing your sister. I mean, it's just not what you're after. And, you know, it's you've got a goal. Everybody's got that, you know, and of course, you know, you think, well, maybe this is the time, and you just got to have all those pieces come together.
Yeah, and you got to have some luck along the way. And of course, I guess as and I'm sure there are some of the football players that don't play basketball, that don't play, baseball at the end of the year. They're probably already starting to work and trying to get bigger, faster, stronger for next year. And I know that you set goals in kind of steps. You want to win the SCA conference. You want to then win that district championship and then get to that state tournament. Things look really good for next year.
Yeah, you know, I think as long as our guys don't rely on what we did this year, You know, the old saying goes, you know, hard work's going to outwork talent when talent doesn't work. So we've got to continue to work, you know, and not take days off in the weight room and not cheat ourselves and make sure that we're pushing each and every day to get better in that weight room, because that's where it all starts and really that's where it finishes, because if you don't do the work, then somebody else is. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we don't sell ourselves too big here and make sure that we continue to work.
Yeah, don't read all the press headlines. Just get out there and work, right?
That is right.
Coach Billy Weber, the Hall of Famer. You know, now when I do the pregame show, Coach, we're going to have to say the Hall of Famer, and then down on the sideline, the other Hall of Famer. Not many high schools in the state of Missouri, and certainly in Class 1, can boast that they've got two Hall of Fame coaches walking the sidelines, and, of course, you now, and, of course, the legend, Dave Meek. And he has got to be a joy to have around your football program.
Oh, he's one-of-a-kind guy, you know, and that's what I mentioned up there. You know, this is his third stint here. Came here in 1953, and I think stayed for 3 years, and then came back in football season of 83, you know, and then came back 6 years ago, I think, and started helping us. But, you know, he's tromped those sidelines for, I think, 66 years.
Wow.
And that's just phenomenal. Because looking at me, I've done it for 32 total.
Yeah.
And he's done it for 66.
Yeah, I mean, he's done it twice as long.
Easily twice as long. And just shows up every day roaring to go.
And loves it.
Yes,
for
sure.
Loves it.
Yes.
All right, Coach Billy Weber, and again, Coach. And I've known Billy since Billy was, about 4 or 5 years old. We used to play down at Patrick Cash's yard.
Oh, yeah. As many moons ago. Sure.
Yeah, over 50.
Yeah, that's right.
That's been a long time. Coach, the Hall of Fame coach, Billy Weber, the Thayer Bobcats coach, thanks for coming in and being with us. And again, congratulations on the honor. And we'll talk more about it, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you, Mike.